This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Indians, big winners.
Losing count. 11-0.
I have a headache right now.
11-0.
Looking at playoff permutations. I have a headache.
Yeah, you got it all over there. We'll give you the hours. We'll give it to you by the hour updated, by the way.
I am so confused
Morning.
Right now.
It's good to talk to you over there.
Kenny, nice to be with you.
Yeah, good to see you.
All okay, right. So...
Got the pleasantries out of the way. Go ahead.
I was definitely at a bar when this was going down.
You were at a bar?
I know, Tuesday
night. Oh, my God. That's
Get
a shock.
Out of here.
Tuesday night. And it was supposed to just be a nice little happy hour. And then
we were mesmerized
by Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, and then Anthony Lush showed up, and that was the end of it.
I went home a couple hours ago. So we're watching these games, and we're like, the Rays are down. Rays are down 1-0. Rays are down. And so the Indians game was over. Like, the Indians game was just done.
Yeah.
2 seconds in. So we told them they had the package. Believe it or not, there are still bars in Cleveland, Ohio who have the Major League Baseball package. And we put on the Rays game. And then the minute we put the game on, the Rays tied up. And then I went to bed and woke up, and the Rays were
winning.
Thanks a lot.
If you wouldn't have put the TV on the Rays game, they might have won.
I guess.
Well, it's nice to not be the jinx. That's really nice. Well, good for you. Thanks for ruining things.
So we've got to update everybody.
What's the permutations? Let's do this.
Okay. So the Indians and the Rays have the same amount of losses?
Correct.
Okay.
No.
So the Rays are up half a game with 4 games left for them. The Indians have 5 games. That's the only thing that's confusing me. Meanwhile, the A's lost last night.
Correct.
So, by the way, forget about the Twins. That's done. That's been done. Twins
Did they
again.
Already win it?
Twins are going to end up winning division
by four or five games. Can tonight.
Yeah.
Take that back tomorrow night.
All right, go
tomorrow
ahead.
Tomorrow night? Okay. So, if the Rays go 3-1 in their last four, they play the Yankees tonight. They're throwing Charlie Morton, who's actually been kind of rough the second half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees are doing a bullpen game. Like, they want to get CeCe Sabathia in there because they moved him to the bullpen for the postseason. So they want him to play. So the Yankees are not treating this game very seriously, which stinks. Then they have 3 games at Toronto. Toronto's hot. They're playing all the kids. But the Rays have dominated Toronto this year, as most teams have. If the Rays go 3-1, the Indians need to go 4-1.
They need to go 4-1 if the Rays go 3-1.
If the Rays go 4-0, we have to go 5-0.
Judas Priest. What if the Rays go 2-2?
If the Rays go 2-2 and you go 4-1, you take it.
What about 3-2? If the Rays go 2-2, if you have 5 games,
if the Rays go 2-2, we just need to go
3-2.
Yes.
Okay.
So we just have to have one more win. Whatever
to get
they do,
to a tie with the Rays.
To tie, yes, to tie. Outright's going to be really hard now.
So we're
These
looking to
all
tie
ties.
The Rays.
These
so
are
the
all
Rays,
ties.
The bottom has to fall out of the Rays. Well, is what you're saying.
No, I mean, if the Rays end up going
to win that spot.
Okay.
Then the bottom has to fall out of the Rays.
No,
they have to lose 3 of 4.
The best case scenario.
2-2. If the Rays go 2-2 and we go 4-1.
Okay.
Yes, we will then surpass them.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to gum up the works over here. I really am. But I can't help but ask the questions. So I know that I in my head I'm going, you're confusing everybody who's listening. Stop asking questions. But I have to ask the question.
I think I'm confusing people.
No, it's not you. I think it's me.
The thing that's screwing it up is the Rays have one less game than us.
Correct.
However, they have one more win.
My God.
Same amount of losses.
Same amount of losses.
So they have the
so
same.
So you can control how many games you win.
If the Indians win out and they go up against the Nationals, now the Nationals... Did the Nationals clinch a wild card?
They clinched a wild card spot, but they're still battling for if it's home.
They
or
want to
away.
Play it at home,
right?
Okay, when are
Come
we gonna?
On.
Are
just,
we gonna
just,
see,
just lay down and you got your wild card spot? Come on,
are we gonna see Scherzer or not?
Oh, I wouldn't pitch him.
looking at that right
if
now.
I already have my wild card spot?
No, they want home. They want to play that game
at
home.
It doesn't matter. I wouldn't pitch them.
They don't want to go on the road.
Max Scherzer's probably pitched how many innings so far this year?
They're going to pitch him. They're not taking him out of the
rotation. Oh, I disagree. And part of me is just hoping that
that's the last game of the year. Sunday.
We will see him on Sunday, yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't pitch him. No way. No way you pitch him.
Well, then.
No way you pitch
him. Why wouldn't you?
You're in a – wait a minute. Now, they got the first wild card, right? Or do they get the second? The
Nationals. Right now, they don't know yet.
All right, so they're guaranteed a wild card. They don't know. I know you want home field.
Yeah, they don't want to go to Milwaukee. That place is going to be crazy. That place is going to be berserk. You don't want to go on the
road.
Yeah,
you're right. Damn it. Okay. I take that back.
We are
talking baseball. We are talking tribe.
Where are you going to get a breakdown like this?
You're not. You're absolutely not.
Can I stare at the standings and try to make hay out of this?
Welcome into the fan. Well, welcome to baseball schedule game. Live on the fan.
All right,
we're
happens?
Not just breaking down the Indian schedule. We're breaking right. down the Nets.
I got
we're
honest.
Breaking them all down.
Did Castro Vince? Did
yes.
Meisel? Does anybody know what happens if the Indians, the Rays, and the A's all have the same record?
What it's happens? Actually the best case scenario for the Indians.
How
I
we've
believe.
Lost to both.
So here's what it is.
Both
all
of
right?
them own us this year.
So if the A's, the Indians, and the Rays are all tied. They will go to a scenario where they assign team A, B, and C. The A's would have the best record between the three against the three.
Okay.
So the A's would get to choose whether they want to be team A, B, or
C. Oh, stop it. Come on. Now, that's team, not true.
Here's
You're
how
lying
it works.
To the people.
Teams A and B will play each other in the first game, the first play-in game. The winner of that game gets the wild card spot, gets the first wild card spot. The loser plays Team C at
me.
Team C's field.
You're kidding
so
me.
Technically, the Indians could play
a
one
game?
Home game where they would play the loser between the A's
that
and is, Rays.
That's bizarre.
Or I want that to
the
happen.
A's, but the A's could go, you know what? We don't want to play two times. We don't want to have the chance to lose and then go on the road. We'll just be Team C.
And you'd go
be
on the
team
road.
We'll be the home team.
Oh, the home team.
And have yeah. one chance to get in.
You'd be Team C. You wouldn't want to be Team A in this scenario. Why wouldn't you just be Team A and then you get the chance?
Because you get two chances.
Again, I'm
you
asking more stupid team. Questions. That's a no.
You
done.
Get a home
you
game if you're
you
Team A.
You lost me 5 seconds into that.
But if
I have no idea about what any of the teams
if
are.
If you have the better scenario, what I'm saying is, why wouldn't you be Team A?
I think
if
no,
it's
no.
the best scenario,
no, no, no.
A is at the beginning of the alphabet.
I got it.
C is the third letter in.
No, no.
So you would have to have the best
you're all
scenario.
Wrong. I think I just looked it up. So Bud Selig actually came back to run this.
Okay, good.
And if you're the B team, you are actually contractually obligated to run a draw play on 4th and 9.
Get out of here.
It says it right here.
Get out of here.
It's all in front of me.
Well, we know how to do that here.
Yeah. So if you're they could pick A. What's the advantage of being Team A then in this scenario?
Because you get two chances. You get home field,
oh.
and then if you lose that first game that you're home field, you get to try again.
Who gets home field in the actual wild card game?
Yeah, but you know what?
Who cares?
I'd rather be Team C. If you get the choice, you'd rather be Team C because then you know you're not pitching against their number one, right? Am I
no,
wrong?
No, you don't know that because when
no,
is the game? When is the game? You might have just played
I think
your
it's
last
Monday and then Tuesday.
Jeez.
You are going with whatever your rotation is.
Well,
you might bump a guy up.
This is exciting.
It's stupid.
Nah, well, it
baseball,
is, it
baseball
is
should have ended stupid. 2 months ago. Can we be honest? Guys are getting injured
That's a
all
cop
over
out
the majors.
You don't want to do this math.
Giovanni Urshela just got injured for the Yankees. Like, why are we playing so many games? Why hasn't this been wrapped up before the NFL season started? NFL season just started 3 weeks ago. No one's paying any attention to baseball around the country.
Well, here we go.
And yet we're still playing baseball, and no one knows the playoff scenario.
Sean says to me, they said last night Scherzer isn't pitching. Jim Correa, they say that Scherzer's not pitching. Saving him for the wild card game is more important than getting home field. No, if they actually said that, ladies and gentlemen, the earliest 6-12, a champion's pose. Thank you, Sean.
You'd rather go on the road.
You'd rather go on the road. You'd rather go on the road in a wild card game, meaning – do you understand the inherent advantage in baseball is the 9th inning? That's an inherent advantage. Does anybody understand that? You know what they have to do. If the other team goes up one run, you know you just need, like, you know what you have to do. That makes zero sense. Their manager should be fired. Who's their manager? Who's the Nats manager? Is Dusty Baker?
It's probably Manny Acta.
You should fire him. Is it Manny Acta?
No, it's not.
20 years ago? You should fire your manager.
It's Dave Martinez.
Fire him. He should be fired before they even get a chance.
Why would you fire him?
That's so dumb.
No, it's a good thing for us. They're not pitching Max Scherzer.
No, I know, but it's stupid. Baseball's stupid.
Okay, shut up. I don't care about that. I care about the Indians getting a better chance. That's what I care about. And obviously, you're going to have a better chance without the guy from Wayne's World 2 pitching to you on that Sunday game. Only select baseball fans will get that reference.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah, well, of course. Okay. All right, so I kind of hope Owen's scenario with A, B, or C works out because I think that's just a lot of fun.
You don't want to be B, apparently.
No,
then
you
you're
don't
on the road.
B.
Like you're on the road,
and you only get one shot.
You get two shots
get
technically,
two shots.
Yeah, like both of them would be on the road.
Like that Seinfeld Olympics bit, like, hey, you're a gold medalist, and then if you get bronze, like, oh, at least you got something. But then there's silver, and it's always like, why didn't you come in first?
The problem is the Athletics play the Angels tonight. The Angels, as we've seen, have just no Trout, no Pujols. They're just laying down, right? Even though they won. No, it's a one-game scenario. They play the Angels once, and they play the Mariners
twice.
Yeah,
they've got
Mariners
five games as well. So they have the advantage in the loss column. So you need them to lose at least once you went out. And
I can't even look at the Athletics right now. I'm too confused.
So why not? Why are you?
I'm focused on the Rays. Because the fact that there's a third team in it throws a total wrench.
That's what the fun is, though. I think you got it's like
but
a great big Mexican
Indians.
Standoff. It's
no,
awesome.
I know it's better, but it's confusing, is what I'm saying.
We are. Talking baseball over here. All right, so the A's are 94-63. The Rays are 94-64. The Indians are 93-64. They have one more game to play than either of these teams. And they have to go exactly what you just said. They have to go basically 4-1 over that stretch. Now you have the Nationals coming up, who I don't know if they're going to lay down, but you don't have Scherzer on Sunday. That's a big one. And then you have the rest of the White Sox, which hopefully the White Sox will just do what the White Sox are supposed to do and not mess up
God, you
all
have
these plans.
Zero, you have zero margin for error.
You have zero. Okay, that's fine.
It's incredible. The Indians are going to end up, how many wins do the Indians have right now? They have 94?
93.
93. They're going to end up at least with 96. Like, they're going to win three of these five. They might win four. They might win five. They win five. They win 98 games, and they're still not guaranteed a playoff berth.
They are guaranteed game 163 if they win
yes.
five.
And that's not considered a playoff. Right?
In your scenario.
No, yeah. Major League Baseball does not consider that a playoff. Your stats.
It's a play-in.
Yeah, your stats count towards regular season. They do not consider that a playoff.
Correct.
That is crazy that the Indians could win 98 games and not make technically the postseason. That's incredible.
There you go.
And it's incredible they could win 98 games without Carrasco in the starting rotation, without Corey Kluber. They traded Trevor Bauer. So three of the guys you started the season with, not to mention no Francisco Lindor in the first month of the year. And then you lose Jason Kipnis at the end of the year, and you lose Jose Ramirez, who's now back.
You lost Kipnis in the beginning of the year as well.
And they lost him in the beginning of the year.
Yes. Ben and Green, can we just fast forward to the part where we talk about Tito winning manager of the year for taking a patchwork lineup this deep into the season?
He has no chance to win manager of
the year. He doesn't. I mean, every time I brought that up, I've been shouted down.
He has zero chance.
Shouted down with extreme prejudice.
Right?
The kid doesn't care. He just likes shouting me down. So he's added into when you shout me down to that. Yeah, so.
Like, Aaron.
Oh, he doesn't have a chance. It would probably be
Aaron Boone is going to win it.
I don't know if Aaron Boone's going to win it.
Who's going to win it?
Why would Aaron Boone win it?
Because they've had more injuries than any team has ever had that will make the playoffs.
Well, that's okay. I
didn't have Giancarlo Stanton, the highest paid player in baseball.
Yeah, but
the
I was thinking.
Like, imagine if the Cavs.
The Twins haven't won the division in how long? It's been a few years.
You're right.
So I think Rocco Baldelli would have a chance. I mean, they could end up being a 100-win baseball team.
That's
so you win
point.
100 games and win the Central for the first time, and it probably hasn't been that long. The Twins have been successful over the last decade. I know that there's been a 5-year period where they were terrible, but
you're right.
He might end up getting it.
I think it's gonna be one of those two.
You can't give it to AJ Hinch again.
No, they will not do that.
Yeah, so you can't do that.
Because it's just that's what you were expected to do. Now the Yankees were expected to do well, but They didn't have Aaron Judge for half the season. They didn't have Giancarlo Stanton for the
entire
year.
Look at all this crap that's on this schedule. This is ridiculous. On these standings, I always go into a tangent about this. The Orioles are 50 games back. The Tigers are 50 and a half. Miami's only 40 and a half. The NL Central is the only thing that kind of resembles what baseball used to look like. The Cardinals are 90 and 68. They're 2.5 games up on the Brewers.
So I know baseball did this whole wild card thing to make life interesting till the end and make people watch. But are people watching around the country? I don't think they are. I think people are totally checked out on baseball. We are right now.
Depends. It just depends.
In Cleveland.
But you think we're checked out on baseball?
I think people are once football started.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree. I didn't. Right now, this week?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with Ken.
You're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. The Indians right now, a chance to go to the postseason while I got people on ESPN saying that Baker Mayfield's overrated as hell, quote unquote. You got Marcus Spears agreeing with Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan, one of the most overrated coaches in NFL history. Really?
So people around
I will gladly take some Indians baseball.
No, we right here, I'm talking about people around the country that aren't involved in this. They're totally checked out.
That's what I said. Yeah, but you said here that they are checked out on baseball.
No, here, of course. Of course they're watching.
Yeah, you're wrong on that one.
He said around the country.
Yeah, he said around the country.
I thought he
and
said here
the
too.
Globe.
I thought he said here too they were checked out on baseball.
And we'll go around the country in about last night.
We'll do that next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.